welcome to the podcast where you will heal the relationship with yourself, unlearn the limiting beliefs that tell you it's better to blend in than stand out, and realize that you are more than enough. You are incredible. I am your host, Susan Padrone, an intuitive personal stylist and award-winning author featured in InStyle and many publications accessible all over the world. I am a tattooed queer mom who is showing up to give you the gentle nudge or emotional hug, whichever you need, so that you can give yourself the permission to be you. This is the Susan Padrone Podcast. In episode 38, I shared the most common reasons why you feel ready to work with me. And today, I'm going to share the reasons why it might not be the right time. While the majority of my clients and I end up developing a really beautiful friendship and relationship throughout our time together, there are times when either myself or my clients decide to part ways prior to our package ending. And the reason for that is usually because they are not ready for what comes up during the process. You know, all of those things that they have to confront that are not necessarily clothing related. They might be ready to buy new clothes. They could be ready to work with another personal stylist. They're just not ready to do the work that I do with them. You can need and want new clothes and also not be ready to work with a personal stylist. Buying new clothes can create a new style. You know, we've seen it on makeover shows. The stylist comes in, removes just about everything from the participant's old life and replaces it with brand new clothes. We're left with a ta-da kind of reveal. The participant is left with new clothes and a new style is born. Kind of. The same situation can happen when you work with a quote-unquote regular personal stylist rather than an intuitive personal stylist such as myself. A regular or traditional personal stylist will tend to focus on aspects of you like choosing clothes that are flattering on your body for a particular body shape, finding the clothes that look best on you, or helping you find outfits for specific events. And while there's nothing fundamentally wrong with this approach, it's not a styling approach that works for you long term. It doesn't teach you anything or help you to apply what you've learned as you continue to be an ever-evolving human. This is something that I've learned a lot when clients first reach out to me. They'll say things like, "I used to be stylish. I used to know exactly where to shop and how to dress myself, but now I don't even know where to start." If you want to learn about your personal style in a way that is sustainable and applicable for whatever kind of evolution you go through, you're going to have to show up and do the work. This requires you to examine who you are, what you like and don't like, and how you want other people to see you. And for some of us, all that's pretty easy to figure out. You might not have ever thought about style in that way before, but once you're asked, you're like, okay, I got this, especially with some professional guidance along the way. It's pretty easy for you to get there because you've already done a lot of the work. You know what direction you want to go. You just need the support to go deeper and to really hone in on it. But for my clients who are not successful, it's because they were so focused on other people's opinions and beliefs. They don't even give themselves the opportunity to ask themselves the questions, who am I without someone else's opinion telling me? What would I wear if I didn't care what someone else thought? How would I talk? What would I say? How would I cut my hair? How would I wear my makeup? What jewelry would I wear? What clothes would really make me feel alive? I've met people who were grown-ass adults with successful businesses and children and lived fulfilling lives, yet they never felt comfortable answering those kinds of questions. I have had clients who were multiple generations older than me who were still afraid of what their mother would say about their clothes, even if their mother was no longer alive. Like, that's pretty intense. Mom, if you're listening, I love you, and I love that you have given me the gift of feeling free to wear whatever makes me feel good without the weight of your judgment or opinions. All of this being said, if you're not ready to have your own opinions, you absolutely should not hire a personal stylist. From the other side of this topic, If you already know what you like and you know where to find it, don't waste your time with a personal stylist. You don't need their validation or anyone else's. I have told many clients, you don't need me to buy things that you've bought for yourself in the past. You're just as capable of looking at the tag inside your shirt, going online and clicking add to cart. I promise. You need me to help you do things differently. It's the exact same reason why I don't create outfits for my clients with just a t-shirt and jeans. I love a t-shirt and jeans outfit for myself, for my clients, for everybody. But you can do that yourself. Will I find you the perfect t-shirts and jeans that you've been searching for your whole life? Absolutely. But you don't need me to show you how to create that outfit, right? If you're still feeling a little unsure about whether or not you want to work with me, I have a few self-guided options for you to check out. Start with reading my award-winning book, We Don't Do Just Okay Anymore. You can purchase that on my website or online anywhere where books are sold. Or if you're ready to take some action, you can check out my workbook, Beyond Just Okay. You can go over to my website and grab my workshop, From Overwhelmed and Stressed to Excited to Get Dressed. Or if you would prefer some one-on-one assistance, schedule a style consultation call or a 30-day style intensive with me. All of these options will help you to end up with a clear answer of whether or not a personal stylist is the right decision for you. I'm here if you need me, and I'm here if you don't. Till next time. Thanks for taking the time to listen. The best way to support this podcast is to subscribe and leave a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts.